In recent years, a new field has arisen, known as a positive psychology. Where traditional psychology focuses on the mental stress, positive psychology looks to increase happiness and fulfillment. It came as a shock when these researchers found that people are very bad at predicting what will make them happy. Once they achieve a precious goal like getting married, having a baby, or getting rich, fulfillment did not automatically follow. Sometimes their achievements actually left them feeling hollow and empty. Fulfillment is a mystery waiting to be solved. And since this issue is important to everyone, let's explore it together. Then we'll meditate with Deepak.
There's a beautiful image for fulfillment that I first heard as a child in India. When a tree is laden with fruit, its boughs dip down, offering the fruit to everyone. The meaning behind this image is that fulfillment is a state of overflowing happiness, contentment, generosity, and completeness. Being fulfilled, you naturally want to extend it to others. But at the same time, there's a clue to why so many people don't feel fulfilled. They begin from a sense of lack. There's nothing to give when you feel you are lacking inside. It is your ego that convinces you that you are lacking. It stores in its memory all your past experiences of loss, failure, rejection, and disappointment. Such memories create insecurity. You are anxious that the old bad things will return. The ego's solution is to seek more of everything. More money, pleasure, friends, status, possessions, and the approval of other people. Strangely enough, this agenda of more for me doesn't fill a sense of inner lack, and yet in our relentless consumer society, the pursuit of external fulfillment keeps on going through sheer momentum. The desire for more is natural to the mind, so the real issue is your motivation. If you want more stuff in order to feel bigger, stronger, more secure, and more acceptable to the world at large, you are motivated by a sense of lack. On the other hand, if you want more of the fruit of life, the tree will bow to you in its full harvest. Fullness isn't an end product, something you have to work for. It exists at your source, and when you go to the source, what you really want more of, meaning, love, compassion, self-worth, creativity, and personal growth is found without effort and worry. Your source is a field of infinite possibilities. But of course, you must prove it to yourself. An eternal truth doesn't matter until it is true for you. In meditation, you get closer to the source of awareness. Clearly, every desire, impulse, thought, and intention you've ever had was born in your awareness. The difference is how deep these things come from. Shallow, constricted awareness brings shallow desires and intentions. Deeper awareness brings more fulfilling desires and intentions. By repeatedly experiencing silent awareness in meditation, you begin to deepen your awareness outside meditation. The fullness that exists in you begins to manifest more. And with this comes the desire to go even deeper. How you relate to the infinite fullness of pure awareness determines the fulfillment you will get out of life. The ultimate truth about you is that you are lacking only when you see yourself as an isolated ego personality. Your true identity waits to be discovered beyond the ego, in the field of pure awareness that we all share, and from which all human fulfillment is drawn. Know who you really are today, and tomorrow will bring your true self into everyday life. What could be more fulfilling than that? As we prepare to meditate together, let's take a moment to consider our centering thought. I seek true fulfillment within. I seek true fulfillment within. Now, let's prepare for our meditation. Make yourself comfortable and close your eyes. Begin to be aware of your breath and just breathe slowly and deeply. With each breath, allow yourself to become more deeply relaxed. Now, gently introduce the mantra, Shrim Shriye Nama. Shrim Shriye Nama. This mantra means, I open my awareness to infinite abundance, joy, beauty, and fulfillment. When you connect to the fullness and abundance of your awareness, you are joyful, generous, compassionate, and helpful to others because you are giving of yourself from your true, unlimited capacity. Repeat it silently to yourself. Shrim Shriye Nama. Shrim Shriye Nama. With each repetition, feel your body, mind, and spirit open into an expanded state of awareness. Whenever you find yourself distracted by thoughts, noises, or physical sensations, simply return your attention to silently repeating the mantra. I'll mind the time. And you'll hear a soft bell at the beginning and end of the meditation. Shrim Shriye Nama. Shrim Shriye Nama. Shrim Shriye Nama. It's time to release the mantra. Continue to sit restfully, inhaling and exhaling slowly. When you feel ready, gently open your eyes. As you continue with your day, contemplate the centering thought. I seek true fulfillment within. I seek true fulfillment within. Namaste.